Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Welcome back to The Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102. Have you ever wondered what it's like to play football professionally and then, you know, it all comes to an end in your, you know, late 20s, early 30s, and then you don't know what you're going to do with your life? There's only so much punditry work, I suppose, out there, or coaching jobs, etc. Well, Robbie Doyle, you may remember his name. He played football for a number of clubs, including Blackburn. He played in the Champions League. He played for Ireland under 21s and, of course, then played in the Aircom League. He is now a singer and he's releasing a Christmas tune. He decided to go into the musical world after leaving the football world. And we wanted to find out, how did he even make that switch? Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Morning, Nicola. How are you doing? Hi. Nice and early, nice and cold. Lovely time of year.
Very much on the early and cold buzz. Very, very much so.
That's all good.
How are you keeping?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's been a crazy couple of days. Waking up every morning after bringing out the song and having... just woke up to messages today from Thailand and Australia saying thank you very much for the song. They're trying to sum up the way they're feeling, and so the feedback has been amazing, and it's been mad the last 48 hours, should I say. Yeah,
well, a lot of people will know your name and associate it not with singing but with football.
Yeah, football, like many moons ago. It's trying to remember now that you actually even kicked the football, but yeah. I was privileged enough and fortunate enough to be able to say I followed the dream of mine when I was 13, 14, and I ended up having 12 years playing football. And then after retirement, I took a different path into music, which is a strange one, but a one that I'm very grateful for, you know.
And like, looking back now, does it seem like a lifetime ago that you actually were that guy running around in shorts and kicking a football?
Yeah, it's actually mad. It's like sometimes my when I try to put football on the telly, my daughter goes, "Why are you watching that for? You should be playing guitar." Which is weird. But yeah, listen. I always wanted to be a footballer. I always dreamt about being. Even when the teachers used to go to me, "No, you have to think of something real." And I'm a firm believer that I've always wanted to do something I love, you know. And if you do something you love, it's a million times better than sitting in a job that you don't really want to be there. So I'm very grateful and very fortunate to have had a 12-year career, should I say, both in England and Ireland. Obviously, when I went to England, it didn't go to the heights that I wanted to, but I was fortunate enough to come back home with a great family around me and great friends and settle back into life in Ireland with football, you know.
Was it weird for you, you know, coming back after being away?
Do you know what? It would have been very weird if I hadn't got the family around me. And you hear stories of young kids going to England, and I've even witnessed a few when I was younger. It could be very tough for young people coming back from England with the kind of the reflection of that you didn't make it, you didn't do this. But I had a very strong family around me, and I was happy. I'm a real home bird, if you get me. So being away from home and coming back home, I kind of settled back into things quickly. I went back into football back at the time. I was professional back in Ireland. So I was fortunate enough to come back at a time where I wasn't kind of, I didn't have time to reflect on this. I had to get back in and do something and make a living, should I say.
Well, that's the thing, I suppose. You know, people, they assume that when you've played in England, you've made your millions, no matter who you play for, and then that you come back and you just live the life of luxury.
No, it'd be great if it was that. You kind of go back, like, compared to the young kids going over now, I tell you what, it's a lot different. I remember scrubbing dressing rooms with toothbrushes and everything clean and boots. It was a far more less beautiful lifestyle.
Wow.
But if you do make it, the rewards are great. But as I said, it was just life. When you go over there, you realise how exceptional you have to be. And also, you have to put in a lot of effort. And looking back, you realise that there was just someone that probably deserved a little bit more than you, than the effort you were putting in. And I was able to handle that. And you come back and face reality, and you just try and get on with life. Now, it's not easy, should I say, but you try and just do the best you can.
I can't imagine it's easy, because you go from a very strict regiment, but also you're known. You know, people in the fans are going to know who you are and stuff.
Yeah.
And then everyone at home knows you've gone and done this. So you come back and you're like, you're happy with what you've done, and you know, you're like, right, you know, I'm home. Maybe not at the time, you might want a few more years or a bit more success.
Yeah.
But you know, you've come home and you're like, well, I did what I could. And then, you know, you're like trying to sell yourself then when you get home.
Oh, believe me, I've been there. I remember going through the fear of sitting down with other people going, "Oh, Jeannie, you didn't make it." And it just set in, if you're not a strong-minded person, it could really eat at you. I know players that I went over before, and they just couldn't get out of that route. They had this thought of failure on their back. But you really, I found it an eye-opener to when I went over there a few years playing, of how difficult and how exceptional it is you have to be and disciplined to make it, you know. And as I said, if it didn't come back home with a great family and that around me, it could have been a lot different. It really could have.
You worry about kids, because they go over there, and as you mentioned, you were so young when you went over, and it is different now. There's so much money, and there's so much fame, and
it's more
and
of
pressure.
A business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a business. You know, when you look at it now and you think, if I was, you know, a 13-year-old kid going over there, and you're going to an academy, and you're in your mind, you're like, well, I'm going to be playing for, you know, Man United. I'm going to be winning the Champions League, because you have to think of the best of the best. And to come back down and go, well, maybe you don't get the top team. Maybe you don't even get a seat on the bench. You know, you're in the squad, but you're not, you know. And then to not make it then pass when you're 17, 18, it must be incredibly hard.
Absolutely. And that's what I always try. When I get asked by parents, ask me all the time, what was it like? I always say, it's amazing. Amazing that they get over. And I always say, follow your dreams. Because, listen, I'd rather do something, do it. And if it didn't work out, then say, I wish I had done it. But follow your dreams. But always listen to the people around you, the families around you. Because they're going to be there, the ones to kind of pick up the pieces. When if it doesn't go right and it doesn't go wrong. And then to always understand that if you do go over and it doesn't work out, it's not the be-all and end-all. You have to be positive, because, as I said, it could have been a very different situation. With we talk about mental health and everything now, that if you weren't strong enough, it could have easily been a different situation, you know, for men. So I encourage people just to stay before they go over, keep on doing what they're doing, keep on listening to the loved ones, but also keep, like I always say, you had to run to go over because you were afraid an English club wouldn't come back. But now it's different. They're staying on later. They're educating themselves more, which I think is fantastic. And they're playing in the league more, which they're getting more experience to going over than just sitting on a bench or playing in youth. They're staying here to the latter stages of their career, and then maybe going over with more experience behind them, you know.
And I suppose that advice can work for not just for football, but for anything. If someone goes for a job and, you know, maybe gets it, but it's a very high pressure job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a failure if you say after a couple of years, this isn't for me. This just means that you have to turn your life in a different direction.
Yeah, sure. I was 30. I think if you're looking back on it now, I've always been in and out of things. It brings me back to saying I always physically had to do something I loved, you know what I mean? If I loved music or loved this, I couldn't just sit. I've easily gone down that route. My father, my life experience man, a great businessman, but he always said, son, do something you love because you will have no regrets. And I said, you have to be willing to take those knocks to be able to get back up and find direction again. And I think only I found really direction with work-wise and all this. As you say, you're coming home, the height of playing football, to reality of going, what will I do in my life? Because I left school, I was going, gee, what am I going to do? And I was lucky that I found music. And then that opened doors into other experiences in life through work, which I'm very grateful for, you know.
How did the music go? Like, when you retired from football, how do you then pick up a guitar and start aiming that to be your focus?
Yeah, well, it never really aimed to be my focus. To be honest with you, my dad gave me a guitar when I was younger. And I always say, to keep you kind of out of the pubs, out of everything when you're away in England, to keep you occupied, because he always hears the first. I actually just was playing. It actually came about, madly. I was playing in a pub for someone's celebration, and the owner of the pub had just got a phone call to say his act had kind of play, and he'd seen me play for an hour or two, and he goes, would you play? And I was like, a man that's full of confidence nearly couldn't even get words out of his mouth, you know. And I was like, oh yeah. And I remember this, I'm for nearly 2 years playing live, I was nearly getting sick. And then because it was just a different kind of pressure, different kind of exposure. And then I went in and out of jobs. I was sales reps, I was doing this. But I've always kept up the guitar, you know?
Mm.
And I do say, it was brilliant for my mental health. Exactly, keeping me, I used to love writing, used to love doing this. And it was brilliant for me to be able to go into a room, pick up a guitar, and take away anything that we're feeling or anything like that. And then eventually it opened up doors to, should I say, a great experience in life.
And so now you have written a Christmas song.
Yes. Yes, I've always wanted to write it, to be honest with you. I've always wanted to write a Christmas song. I love Christmas. I love Christmas spirit. I love Christmas. And I love writing music. I love anything that I've ever written in the past. It's always been from, I write from experience or how I'm feeling. And this came about, I'm sitting in my kitchen, and I had a melody in my head, and I started writing a song. And it was the first time I've probably gone, I'm really 100,000,000% so happy with that. So it kind of just went from there, and long be it, here we are releasing a Christmas song that I'm very proud of.
And so tell us what Happy in Love, It's Christmas is about.
Well, Happy in Love, It's Christmas, I tell you what, it came from about, back in 2005, I lost my brother through sudden adult death, Richie. He was a great mentor to me. And that experience, through football, he looked after us, and I kind of just, my writing experience has always been about life and everything. And I started writing this song about Christmas. It actually is the opening lines. If you listen to it more, it starts off about me and the family of what we've experienced at Christmas, missing Richie so much as such a tight-knit family. And then it kind of started reaching out and evolved into a broader message of, God, people are around the world during COVID are struggling to be, they've maybe lost jobs, they've had loved ones pass away, but also there's people that won't get home for Christmas. And it kind of developed into that, I wanted to write a song of hope and love and belief to people that, especially Irish people around the place, that it isn't easy, it isn't tough, and they might be missing loved ones, but it's the exact same, they're missing them back, and kind of have a kind of ride it around that, you know.
Wow, like, I can imagine it must be incredibly hard to lose a brother, and especially from something like sudden adult death syndrome, like, because there's no, you don't know a cause behind it or anything like that, and to turn it into a positive is an amazing thing.
Well, absolutely, I've always believed that there's, my father always said to me, Nicola, that so never forget, there's always someone else worse off than you, and experiences will always kind of make you better and stronger. And yes, it's so difficult, and I remember every Christmas, bawling my eyes out, every still up until the age I am now. There's no harm in that. But I always experienced just like, this has taught us a lot this year about the struggles and what everybody's gone through, and kind of how amazing Irish people are and people in general around the world, of just coming together, realizing that we've got a serious situation on our hands, but try and put it into a positive. And then you can, that's why the start of the song is very kind of, it's very kind of emotional, very simple, but then by the chorus, it's very joyful. And that's what I wanted people to realise, that, listen, we are in it together. There is hope. And no matter what you're going through in life, is just keep going and remember that there's you're loved, and kind of that spirit around it without getting too deep, you know.
Oh, sorry. What did your family say when you were going to be, told them you were going to be recording a song like this for Richie?
I've always done writing in the past, but I've never kind of, I've written songs for other charities, for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. I've done stuff recently in the past for the Seanan Kavanagh Foundation. But I've never really released anything on this magnitude about him. But I told them about it, and they were, as always, they're so supportive, you know what I mean? And I remember yesterday, actually, it was getting played on the radio for the first time. And I was FaceTiming, my mum was FaceTiming me. And you can see her little face welling up, and there was just so much pride and so much happiness, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's all about Christmas for me. It's about family, loved ones, and no matter what you're going through, trying to remember, take some positive out of it, even if it's hard at this time, you know.
And I believe some of the proceeds for this are going to charity. When you mentioned all the different charities you've helped before, there's still some, you're still doing some good work with this as well.
Absolutely. So I got involved during the lockdown through friends of mine. There was a friend, John Blake, asked me to get involved with suicide. It's called Suicide or Survive. And my friend, Gary Kane, he was involved with it too. And it was during the lockdown, they were doing, it was called 20 for 20. And it was to raise money to raise money during the lockdown of like to help suicide or survive, a charity that I just became accustomed to through friends. So then when the song, I was writing the song, it kind of evolved into a mental health end song after Richie and then people being away. And I said, this is a song that really represents mental health and the loss, and people that maybe need an arm around them or a shoulder to cry on to remember that they are there. We are there for them. The Suicide Awareness is a fantastic charity. So all proceeds of the download go to them this year. And that's why I encourage people to go and buy it. And I really wanted to help people just to get it out there, so people would hear it, because, as I said, I'm very proud of it, and I'm very proud of the meaning and the background. And you wouldn't believe the messages of hope and the messages of love I'm getting from people, and just talking about their experiences. And it's opened up the door to there. And that's, for me, what it's all about. People that I don't know mailing me saying thank you. And it's a great feeling, you know.
Yeah, well, look, it's obviously bringing some joy to people, and that's what we need this Christmas. Is this Christmas more than any Christmas, where
absolutely
as much joy as we can get, anywhere we can get it.
Thank you so much. And I also want to say thank you to you, and I know a good friend of mine, Andy Preston, for the continued support. It's lovely to feel, and it's people like you that help everybody here. So I really want to say a sincere thank you very much, Luca.
Well, no worries. We're going to play the song right now, and where can people get it if they do? It's the usual, I'm guessing, usual spots.
Yeah, they can get it on all platforms, and if they can't get it there, they can get it through and my bio, RobbieD09 on Instagram. There's a link in my bio, that's RobbieD09, and then also on my website, robbiedoyle.ie, and they can get it through there. But yeah, and they can stream on Spotify, share the video, do TikTok. There's little things there I want people to try and do for Christmas, but please get it and spread the word. And for such a good cause, Suicide or Survive is a charity, and for just basically mental health awareness in general.
Well, look, there's no better message, and so we'll play this song now. It's been lovely to talk to you, Robbie. Thank you so
much. You too,
Ben,
and have a great Christmas.
And that is all we have time for here on The Weekend Buzz. But stay tuned throughout the day for loads more Christmassy tunes here on Q102 and loads more crack. And now I'm going to leave you on Robbie's song, Happy in Love, it's Christmas here on Dublin's Q102. Have a great weekend. Look after yourselves. Be kind. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Do all the crack. And if you're heading out to the restaurants or the gastropubs, have a great time and sing along with all the Christmas songs you hear. We'll chat to you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.